In remarks launching the MTP's first annual implementation progress report, Mr. Tsvangirai called the MTP Zimbabwe's lifeline to development that will guide the country until 2015.
Whatever government emerges out of that election, it must stick to the targets of the MTP if we have to make this a national program. Otherwise, you have a situation where the MTP is considered as this government's program, as this party's program, and when it comes, you change everything, you start all over again. I think that the lesson we have to say today is that the MTP is a Zimbabwe development blueprint.
He said the call for peaceful elections by principals of the unity government must translate into reality, because there can be no progress without peace and instability. Mr. Tsvangirai bemoaned what he called the lack of a common vision among the country's leadership, saying that the resulting discord adversely affects development.
Why is there discord and dysfunction? We are supposed to be an inclusive government. We are supposed to be working with one plan. And I believe the one plan is the MTP, adopted by the inclusive government to spearhead development in this country. Discord arises out of political competition.
In gauging the effectiveness of the MTP, Economic Development and Investment Promotion Minister Tapio Mashakada said the results are mixed, in that the plan has performed well in some areas, but not so well in major areas such as energy, mining and agriculture. For example, Mashakada said the MTP has set target growth for agriculture at 19% in 2011, but the sector grew by only 11%, and the projected target for 2012, which had been 15%, has since been downgraded to -5%. He blamed the controversial indigenization law for chasing away investors and says his ministry has come up with legislation to rectify the situation by harmonizing the indigenization and investment laws. He explains that debt and factors like political risk also affect efforts to improve the economy.
It is because of our doing business environment, our investment climate, and all the sovereign risks that are quoted by investors, especially lack of policy consistency. Look at the ESA deal. We signed with the Indians all the paperwork, but now we are now doing revisionism. No, you can't do this, you can't do that. And yet we signed. So investors are very cautious of such kind of inconsistency.
World Bank economist Nadia Pifaretti said it is important for Zimbabwe to properly manage its mining industry, as it has a potential to drive other sectors of the economy. She said research by the World Bank showed that the mining industry has the potential to contribute about $15 billion by 2018 and create about 30,000 jobs. Most speakers said the MTP was unable to perform as expected, largely as a result of lack of resources. The conference today got off to a strained start, as members of the police band declined to play the national anthem without Vice President Joyce Mujuru's presence. Mujuru had been scheduled to launch the report, but she sent Sylvester Nguni, a minister in her office, instead. But even Nguni, representing Vice President Mujuru, could not convince the band to play the anthem. Minister Mashakada was so upset by the incident that he called the band's refusal to play tantamount to treason.
It's really embarrassing to the country for us to privatize the national anthem. You know, the national anthem is a national anthem. A national flag is a national flag. It doesn't belong to one political party. But if we sink so low as a country to actually pontificate about playing a national anthem, then it's really a disgrace, to say the least.
Local and international delegates from organizations such as the World Bank, African Development Bank, and ambassadors from countries like China and Malaysia stood for more than 5 minutes waiting for the anthem to play, but were later told to sit down after the police refusal. Few ZANU-PF ministers were present. Only Nguni and Deputy Samuel Undenge and Mike Bima of Commerce and Industry were there. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.